Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. You can also stream the show on Twitch. We have a lot to get into in today's show. We are going to get you ready for tomorrow's divisional round matchup against the Houston Texans. This is an itinerary of what we have planned today. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we are going to have Mark Vandermeer join us on the show. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Texans. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to take a trip to Baltimore and Buffalo. I believe that outside of those two respective markets, the most watched city for the other AFC championship game is going to be Kansas City. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of intrigue to find out who the Chiefs could potentially play in the AFC championship game. I think the number is going to be big. I think as many people are going to watch Bills and Ravens this week in Kansas City that watch a normal regular season Chiefs game. I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of interest for the other game in the AFC. We will take a trip to Buffalo and Baltimore coming up in the show. Nate Taylor is also going to be on the show today. We have a lot planned as we get you ready for the Chiefs' first playoff game of the season. We are still working on getting the pizza back. But in the meantime, I need you guys to still do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you to tell one friend about the show. And number two, I need you to keep it locked in right here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. All right, this is where I would like to start. The news is out. It is now official. The Chiefs have made a decision about what the plan is going to be at left tackle, and the Chiefs have decided to continue to roll with Joe Tooney. Here is the full tweet from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. The Chiefs plan to start Joe Tooney at left tackle Saturday against the Texans, per sources. DJ Humphries is healthy, but Tooney, a Pro Bowl guard, has flourished in tackle relief while Humphries was hurt, so the Chiefs are prepared to ride the hot hand. This was the only decision that made sense to me. The Chiefs have had a lot of success with this offensive line. Joe Tooney has made 4 starts at left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. And during that time, the offensive line has been the best, the most cohesive, and most consistent that it's been throughout the course of the regular season. If you look at when the Chiefs played their best brand of football, it worked out for them during this time period. So I never really understood the argument that, well, we did something that worked. It worked exceptionally well. Why don't we switch things up for the postseason? Eventually, plans change. I fully believe that when the Chiefs went out and they signed DJ Humphries to a $2 million deal the second half of the season, the plan was that he was going to start on Saturday against the Houston Texans. But again, plans change. You put him in the starting lineup, he gets injured, he's out for the next month. Joe Tooney steps in relief. He plays exceptionally well in the relief, and now you're faced with a little bit of a conundrum. But I think that this was the best decision that could possibly be made. I think that this was the only decision that could be made for a position this season for Kansas City that has had a lot of instability. You have finally found it. And you were going to hold on to that as you headed towards the postseason, as you head towards a team in Houston that is one of the best pass rush teams in the National Football League. You were going to hold on to that stability. Now's not the time to be rolling the dice. If this was a regular season game, I firmly believe that DJ Humphries would start, and I would be advocating for him to start. You would have time to get him ready and get him prepared. You don't have that time anymore. The Chiefs have 3 games left. Now is not the time for experiments. Now is not the time to be feeling things out. Well, if this doesn't work, we can change. No, that's what the first 4 months of the season was about. It's go time. You're trying to do something that no team in the history of the NFL has ever done before. So I'm not really one for the experiments, at least for me. A major point was snaps. Now, maybe you disagree, and you're more than entitled to disagree and think the Chiefs made the wrong decision. But DJ Humphries has played 92 snaps this season. If you look at the other starting left tackles, or Joe Tooney, who was a guard but played left tackle, the experience and the reps that you have are drastically different. Joe Tooney made 4 starts at the position. DJ Humphries made 2 starts at the position. So let's even remove Joe Tooney from the conversation. What about the other left tackles this year in the National Football League? Well, Philadelphia's left tackle played 800 snaps. The Texans, Laremy Tunsil, played almost 1,100 snaps. Deion Dawkins for Buffalo, 950 snaps. The Ravens, Ronnie Stanley, almost 1,100 snaps. You guys get the point that I'm making. This is week 20 of the NFL season. We've been doing this for a long time. I've gone through the OTAs. I've gone through the mini camps. I've gotten out all the rust and timing issues. And now it's time to put your best 5, your best and most cohesive guys that are out there for the postseason. And that's what I think the Chiefs did. Maybe Joe Tooney factors in, but I don't think that this plan is going to go wrong, at least not based off what we saw in the regular season. I saw this offensive line go up against this defensive line, and I saw which unit won. We'd be having a different conversation if the Chiefs' offensive line got whipped around. But why you can feel confident in this decision, why you feel like you can move forward moving him over there, was how you performed and how you handled the pass rush of the Houston Texans. So I think I've been very clear this week about what side of this argument that I'm on and where I stand. I think there was only one decision to be made, and it's the one that it appears they have made. Joe Tooney is going to start for this team at left tackle, and I know this was not your plan A when the season started. This wasn't your plan A around Thanksgiving time, but plans change, and really good teams have the ability to adjust on the fly. They have the chance to navigate, veer off the path, and still find a way to make it work, and that's what I think the Chiefs have done. This is not ideal. You are moving your best offensive lineman and technically playing him out of position. But I think at least in the short term, and this is something that they can resolve in the offseason, I'm not against DJ Humphries coming back next season. In fact, I think DJ Humphries coming back on a 1-year deal to allow you time to draft and develop makes a lot of sense, and you find maybe a more long-term solid solution. But you don't have time to deal with that right now. There is no tomorrow. It is win today at Vance, and we'll continue to figure this thing out. And I think the Chiefs picked the best short-term solution for the rest of their offense. I do want to talk a little bit about the Bills and Ravens. We will get back to the Texans game coming up here in just a bit, but indulge me for a second on the Bills and the Ravens. I think these two teams are as even as you can possibly be. I know what happened the first time that these two teams played each other, and Baltimore punched Buffalo very early in that matchup, and they didn't let up. It was kind of like Ralphie when he was beating up that kid from A Christmas Story. I mean, it was a start-to-finish pummeling we saw from the Baltimore Ravens. That was early in the season. That game was at home. Fast forward, it's later in the season. This game is going to be on the road. I think a lot of the conversation about the weather and how Lamar is going to play in the weather has been a little bit of nonsense. I don't think the weather is going to play that much of a factor in for either team or either quarterback. These are two very well coached, very evenly matched teams, two great offenses, two great quarterbacks. I don't think that the weather is going to be a major factor in this game. To me, this game comes down to trust. And at least at this stage in their career, I trust one quarterback far more than I trust the other in a game of this magnitude. Lamar Jackson has been phenomenal in his career. He really has been. Lamar Jackson has been one of the most electric quarterbacks that we have ever seen in the National Football League. His ability to take off and run and how that creates such a mismatch for the opposition. He is one of the most dynamic players regardless of position that we have ever seen. He is a player that, in my opinion, is worthy of winning a third MVP award. But with all of those personal success comes now that next part. He has done everything that you can do in the regular season, and there is only one question left for Lamar. Can you win these kinds of games? And at least so far in Lamar Jackson's career, there's no reason to think that he's going to play well in this game. Now, he only has two road starts in his playoff career. We got some other postseason starts, but we only have two on the road. He threw for 179 yards and no touchdowns in one of them, and then threw for 162 yards and no touchdown. He's never thrown a touchdown in a road playoff game. We've seen Lamar come up small in these games. Man, I'm born and raised from Missouri. You guys know what our state slogan is. It's show me. Lamar Jackson has to show me that he can play well. He has to show me that he can have success and that he can win a game like this. I've seen Josh Allen in Buffalo play well and win these games. I've never seen Baltimore play well and win these games. When you think about the postseason wins that they do have, Pittsburgh, Houston last year, Tennessee, you've never beaten a heavyweight in the postseason. You've beaten some featherweights, maybe a cruiserweight. The Ravens have never beat a heavyweight with Lamar Jackson at quarterback in the postseason. So now it's show and prove. The public thinks that you're the better team. The public thinks that you're going to win. The public thinks that you at least are deserving of the MVP award this year. They think you have more weapons. They think you have a more well-balanced offense. I think the Ravens right now have a defense that is playing better than Buffalo's. The advantage is certainly in the Ravens' favor on Saturday. Well, then your quarterback needs to go execute. My pick of Buffalo comes down to two things, because I do think that the Ravens have the more talented roster. From 1 to 53, I think the Ravens are better and more complete than Buffalo. It comes to trust of the quarterback of Baltimore, and I cannot trust him so far in the postseason. I mean, you've been now to five postseasons. This is your fifth postseason. You haven't really given me a lot of reasons to think that you're going to go on the road, throw for 280 yards, run for 120, and dominate this game. I haven't seen it yet. And I've also seen where Baltimore has gotten away from the run and Baltimore has forgotten what their identity is in these games. If you're telling me that the plan is to run it 35 times this weekend, where Lamar is going to get a healthy amount, Derrick Henry is going to get a healthy amount, you sprinkle in a little bit of Justice Hill, that's a game that they can win. But too many times what I've seen with the Ravens in the postseason is if you get on top of them early, if you punch them early, you can rattle them and get them out of their game and force them to play an uncharacteristic style. And that's what I think happens this weekend in Buffalo. Let's get back to Chiefs and Texans coming up on the other side. We're going to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans. Mark Vandermeer is going to join us next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Remember, you can also stream the show on YouTube. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans. Mark Vandermeer joins us on the show today. Mark, great to catch up with you.
Carrington, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let's just start with this. What made Houston's defense so successful last week against the Los Angeles Chargers? That's a team that's well-coached. That's a team with a good quarterback. You have a rookie wide receiver in Ladd McConkey who was playing as well as anybody. But this Houston defense was really able to take advantage of the Chargers. How did they do that?
Well, McConkey obviously had a great game. I mean, he had almost 200 receiving yards. And I likened it to if you play a basketball team that has a hot scorer, sometimes that guy's going to get his, but if you win the game, you feel like, okay, great, you know, congratulations on the point total. And in his case, the yardage total and that great reception he had on third and long for the TD in the second half. But the answer to your question is pressure. You know, they got to the quarterback. They were hitting him early. They were getting pieces of him, and they finally got sacks. They got pressures. They forced errant throws. And pressure is the great elixir for a defense because the Texans have the guys on the back end to make life really difficult and miserable for quarterbacks. I mean, you know, Kamari Lassiter is a tremendous rookie from Georgia, had the big pick. After the Texans turned it over, he took it right back for Houston. Derek Stingley Jr., all pro, two interceptions. He had Eric Murray with the pick six. Now, Murray's pick wasn't exactly like he made a tremendous play on the ball. I mean, it was a good play, no question, but it was a high throw by Justin Herbert, and Murray was there to capitalize. So, you know, those things are going to happen when you get pressure on the quarterback, and maybe he's, even if you don't get pressure on a subsequent play, he's maybe thinking about it or rushing it or whatever. So Herbert obviously had a bad game. Texans had a great game on that side of the football, and that meant all the difference in the world to keep that point total down, hold them to 12, and move on to the divisional round.
You mentioned pressure. I feel like if Houston's going to come into Kansas City and pull off the upset, they're going to need that front seven, that defensive line to play a much better game than they did the last time. They only got one sack on Patrick Mahomes, and he had a very good day spreading the ball around his weapons. If Houston is going to win this game, you're going to need more from Will Anderson than you got the first time and a lot more from Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, I think those two guys, or, you know, I don't know if it matters where it comes from, Carrington, as long as it arrives in the pocket and makes Mahomes either throw it incorrectly, inaccurately, or, you know, you get him down to the ground is the preferred result of that. You know, when he gets out of the pocket, we all know how dangerous he is. I've always said, and you guys know this, I've always said that the running ability was overlooked. I felt like I was one of the first people to notice this, even though I'm clearly not. But he's not a running quarterback, but man, he uses that as a weapon so often. And even if it's just three times a game where he scrambles for a fresh set of downs, it's so devastating and demoralizing for the defense. At least that's how it feels watching the game. So you just got to find ways to get there. And if it means sending extra people, so be it. Although, you know, the great quarterbacks in this league historically, they don't mind being blitzed because they tend to know where it's coming from. They know who's hot. They find that hot receiver. I think with Mahomes, if you can, and this is with any quarterback, if you can get pressure with your front four, particularly the tackles, good things are going to happen. Because if the tackles can get up the middle a little bit and at least force him off his launching point, maybe the edge guys can get to him. Now, he tends to go through the B gap, and we all see him make plays like that too. So it's a basic nightmare for anybody facing Mahomes. You just have to find a way to force enough errant throws on third downs and find a way to capitalize on offense. Easier said than done, Carrington.
Right now, we're talking to the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, do you think that Houston has enough firepower in this matchup? Ron the Show Hughley, who does fantastic work in Houston, he was on the show a couple days ago, and he gave us a stat that Houston has only scored more than two touchdowns in one of their last 12 games. You're going to need to put up points in this game against a fully healthy Kansas City Chiefs offense. Joe Mixon's a little bit banged up. We obviously know about Diggs and Dell, and they're not going to play in this game. Do you think Houston has enough firepower in this matchup?
I think they have enough firepower if they play, I hate to say their best games, but play an A game. You know, C.J. Stroud, I thought in the first matchup, and they were rerunning the game this week on NFL Network, so, you know, I hate to watch losses again. It's just painful. But I was watching it, and I thought, you know, Stroud was playing pretty well in this game. And that throw he made to Tank Dell, where Dell got hurt for the would-be tying touchdown, was a hell of a throw. He made some other good passes. Now, I know he turned it over as well. But I felt like the game was very competitive, and it could have been the Texans' day, but the Dell injury seemed to, you know, cast a dark cloud over everything. Long delay, emotional reaction to it. Dell was playing well in this game, and he's a big weapon for them. So in this particular outing, in the divisional round, you absolutely need everybody to be at their best. You know, John Metchie's going to have to catch everything, and he's had some issues with drops on occasion. He had the fumble last week. You know, I know it was a bang-bang play, hard hit, but it happened. First play from scrimmage for the offense. You've got to find a way to hang on to everything that C.J. Stroud throws at you, because I think Stroud is ready for the moment. I mean, this is year two. He's in the divisional round. People look at his regular season stats. I don't think he pays much attention to that. He knows he played well last week. He knows he's got a great opportunity here. He just played here 4 weeks ago. I think he rises to the occasion and plays well. Is it going to be enough? We don't know. That's why we love sports. It's unscripted entertainment. You know, I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a very competitive game.
Mark, let's talk a little bit more about C.J. Stroud. I think one of the more fun things in sports is when you feel like you have that guy at quarterback and just seeing him grow, seeing him go through the growing pains. It maybe happened a little faster in Kansas City than it happens in most places, but Buffalo was going through it with Josh Allen early in his career, Lamar Jackson with some of his playoff disappointments. That's where you guys are right now with C.J. Stroud. What has it been like in these first 2 years to see him grow to where he has become the leader of that locker room?
this year has been tough because the pressure has been there, and I'm talking about physical pressure from the D-lines on the opponents, has been there, and it's been difficult to protect. You know, they just haven't played as well up front as they want to, even though Mixon's had some really good games, and Pierce had that great game at the end of the season against Tennessee. The O-line has struggled at times, and I think it affected Stroud. That's just my analysis. It affected Stroud at times. But you look at the end of the day, the numbers aren't voluminous. It's not like he threw for a high yardage total, a lot of touchdowns. But, you know, he's the starting quarterback on a 10-win team, and he's a huge reason why they are a 10-win team in the regular season and a huge reason why they won last week. I mean, you think about that blown snap where the snap goes through him and he's able to scramble to the right, throw back across his body and find Xavier Hutchinson for a huge first down. It seemed to change everything. He started really wheeling and dealing after that spinning the ball beautifully, finding Nico Collins for a couple of big passes to finish that drive. It was a 99-yard drive. It changed the whole complexion of the game. C.J. Stroud, he's still a young player. He's 23 years old. He's still learning. So you're right. It is a process. And, you know, a lot of people were thinking, oh, is he like Trevor Lawrence, you know? I'm like, hey, wait a minute. C.J. Stroud's rookie season was historically good. He's not Trevor Lawrence, all right? And I still think Trevor could be a pretty good quarterback here. Nothing against him. C.J. Stroud just didn't have as good a season, regular season, and numbers-wise as he did his rookie year. But here he is in the postseason, and Mahomes himself will tell you, this is all that matters. How you do on this stage is going to define your legacy. So let's see if he can have a good game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll find out.
Right now, we're talking to the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans. One of the points that I've been making this week is I think Kansas City is going to win this game. I think they're the better team. They're at home. They're the healthier of these two teams. But I will acknowledge that Houston has some of the ingredients that you would need to pull off an upset. I think Houston has a good head coach. I think they have a capable quarterback. I think they have a very good defense that can get after the other team's quarterback and can also take the ball away. Houston has an ability to maybe muddy this game up where you can go into the final 8 minutes of the game having a real shot with the chance to pull off the upset.
Absolutely. There's always a chance. Anybody will tell you that. Look at last week. Everybody wrote Houston off last week because they watched Christmas Day and thought, that's not a good team. They're not going in the right direction, whatever. But the Texans kind of hit the reset button after that game. And DeMeco Ryans, even though the game against the Titans, the regular season finale, was against an inferior opponent, even though the Titans beat the Texans at home this year, they decided, let's have a great week of prep, great week of execution, great game. Starters played a drive. You know, most of the starters played a drive on offense. They finished it off beautifully. And I think that that gave them a real positive feeling going into that week of prep against the Chargers. And as you all know, I mean, you know, Carrington, you follow this game. They'll tell you it's about how they prepare, and they are huge on that here with, hey, we're going to play as well as we practice. Let's practice hard, practice well. They had a full week of football prep because they're going Saturday to Saturday, and I think that helps the Texans. And I know numerous guys are banged up, but they do have the tools to pull it off. Again, you got to make those plays. You know, you're going to have to make the big stop at the moment of truth. You're going to have to hang on to a ball that's hard to get to. You're going to have to knock down a ball that's intended for Hollywood at a big moment if Mahomes is driving late. You're going to have to make those plays, and we won't know until we see it happen. And the Texans are trying to make history here, obviously, getting to the AFC Championship game for the first time ever.
This is usually where I ask people, give me your Chiefs win if scenario, give me your Texans win if scenario. I think for the most part, we know what the scenarios are for Kansas City to pull off a win at home. I'll ask the question this way. What did Houston not do in the first matchup that you think they need to do in part two of this series in order for Houston to pull off the upset?
They got to get the ball out. You know, in the first matchup, if they were able to get that fumble return to count, right? They're up 10 at that point. Now, I know we're talking about a series where you had a 24-0 lead in 2019 in the divisional round, and it didn't hold. It evaporated by halftime, which is amazing. We don't have to talk about that game. And only very few players remain from that contest for the Houston Texans. And I know the Chiefs have really been overhauled as well. You see Mahomes, and it feels like, with these great teams like the Chiefs, you see the quarterback, it feels like, same team, completely different team. And I know you know this, but, you know, Travis Kelce, Mahomes, Chris Jones, great. Jones didn't play in that 2019 playoff game. But I think they got to get the ball out. They have to find a way to get either a score on defense or such favorable field position that it's almost an automatic. And you're going to have to make a play or two on special teams. I'm not even talking about turnovers. I'm talking about give me a 40-yard kickoff return. Give me a 25 to 30-yard punt return that really makes it favorable field position. Give me one of those. And obviously playing clean. I mean, that goes without saying, because if the penalties pile up to double digits and, you know, you turn it over, forget about it. The Texans are not going to do this against a Goliath-like opponent like the Chiefs.
That is Mark Vandermeer joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Texans. Tomorrow, we have a divisional round matchup between Kansas City and Houston. This is the second time that they have matched up in this round of the NFL postseason. Mark, great stuff. I'm hoping that we get a fantastic game tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Carrington. Appreciate it. Let's look forward to this one. It's going to be an epic game.
Absolutely. That is Mark Vandermeer joining us on the show. He is the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans, getting you ready for the divisional round matchup between the Chiefs and the Texans. I want to play a quick soundbite for you guys, and we'll react to it coming up on the other side of it. So Matt Verderam was on the show earlier this week, and he gave me a stat that I have not heard from anybody else. You know that the Chiefs are big favorites this weekend. You also know that the Lions are big favorites this weekend. So I would put the Chiefs and the Lions in the same boat. I understand historically they're not, but I think you guys get the point I'm making. And also the Texans and the Commanders, they find themselves in the same boat as well. Listen to this stat from Matt Verderam.
I'm not overlooking Houston. I'm not. It's a playoff game. Anything can happen. I actually went back and looked it up. Since the divisional round became a thing in 1967, there have been 83 divisional round games where the spread was over 7 points. In those games, favorites are 65 and 18. They win about 80% of the time. You can lose. You can lose. It happens. But if the Chiefs don't give the game away, they're not losing this game. Even if they're a little rusty, even if they've got to figure some things out, they're better. They're better in all three phases of the game. They have a better coaching staff. And I think the Texans have a good staff, but the Chiefs' staff is probably the best in football. Like, they're better. They may not cover. Maybe it's one of those things where they win like 26-20 or something.
I think when you look at these two teams, it really embodies maybe a couple of things that are kind of like running themes that I feel about the National Football League. I tell you guys all the time that I think that there is a difference between a Super Bowl team and a playoff team. I think Kansas City is a team that has obviously proven that they can win the Super Bowl, and Houston is a team that has proven that they can make the playoffs and win a playoff game. There is a difference. One team won 10 regular season games. The other one won 15 regular season games. One organization has never been past the divisional round. The other one lives past the divisional round. There are pretty noticeable differences between Kansas City and Houston. I agree with everything that you just heard Matt Verderam say. Houston can win this game, for sure. I don't want to go into this too cocky or too arrogant and think that there are no possibilities in which Houston could beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe in their quarterback. I think Joe Mixon is a capable running back if he's healthy enough to go, and I do think he's going to play. Nico Collins is a dynamic young receiver in this league. They do have one of the better defenses, a great pass rush, maybe the best 1-2 punch at cornerback in the National Football League. There is a reason why Houston has won their division 2 straight years, why they won a playoff game for 2 consecutive years. The Texans have some positives, but listen to that stat. 83 of these kinds of games for Detroit in their game against the Commanders, also in the game between Kansas City and Houston, 83 games in which the home team has been favored by at least the touchdown, straight up, they're 65 and 18. It takes a really special effort from the road team to win this game, and it takes the home team playing down to the opponent. The other thing that you guys have heard me say is, I don't think that Houston can beat Kansas City. If you're telling me that Kansas City plays their A game or a B-plus game or higher, I don't really think there's anything that Houston's going to do that they're going to score more points than Kansas City this weekend. But if Kansas City doesn't play a B-plus game, if they don't play an A-plus game, if they play a B-minus game or a C game, and this ends up being a game in which Mahomes gets sacked 3 times, you have a critical drop, you have a couple of turnovers, you give up a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown, you can find yourself down 27-20 with 4 minutes to go when you need Mahomes to pull you out of the fire. I do think that Houston is a capable enough team to be able to do that. So a big stat from Matt Verderam. There have been 83 divisional round matchups in which the home team has been favored by 7 or more points. They're 65 and 18. History tells you that even if Kansas City doesn't do it pretty, not saying you got to go out there and blow out the Houston Texans, it doesn't matter margin of victory anymore, it is a single elimination tournament, that even if Kansas City doesn't cover the spread, they win this game and they advance to the next stage, because Kansas City has proven that they are on the tier one of teams. They're in that VIP room we discussed where there's only five teams that can win the Super Bowl, and Houston is not in there. And it is not very often that one of the teams from outside the VIP club beats one of the teams that is inside of it. And that's what I think people are asking the Commanders to go on the road to do with the rookie quarterback in his second start. And that's what people are asking Houston to do, to go on the road and beat a completely well-rested Kansas City Chiefs team. Rob, let me ask you a question. And if your answer is no to this, that's perfectly fine. I'm not trying to trip you up. Do you remember anything about Patrick Mahomes' first start in the playoffs? You remember Patrick Mahomes, their first start was against the Indianapolis Colts, which is very ironic given this organization's history against the Indianapolis Colts. Do you remember anything about that game? Does anything stand out to you? Is there a play, a moment, a memory? Do you remember anything from that game?
So no, nothing about the game. The only memory I have of that game is the day. Is because Kansas City got like a giant, remember that blizzard we had a few weeks ago? Kansas City had a snowstorm of that level the morning of that game. So I remember it being very wet, nasty, and the day was just snowy. But the actual game itself, I don't know why I remember the final score off the top of my head. It just seemed very ho-hum.
I don't think a lot of people remember that game because nothing memorable happened. And of all the Chiefs playoff memories that they've had, that game is probably at the bottom, which is kind of crazy given the fact that the Chiefs won their first home playoff game in many people's lifetime, at least that you've got an opportunity to see. No one talks about that game. Nobody remembers that game. That's how I want this one to be. I want this game to be boring. You want to know why we talk about the game against Houston the last time these two teams played each other in the postseason? It's because you got down 24 to nothing. You want to know why people talk about the Cleveland game? It's because Patrick Mahomes got hurt in that game. Why do people talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars divisional round game? It was because Patrick Mahomes got hurt. I want this game to be boring. I don't want anything memorable to happen in this. The Chiefs win this game, stay healthy, and move on. That's all that matters. You don't need to get down big early in this game. Let's get out of this with no injuries. Don't do anything that Houston could potentially derail history from happening. I want this game to be boring. I want this game to be a 40-degree day. Those of you that get the reference, get it. There doesn't need to be anything memorable. There doesn't need to be any talking points. None of those things. Now, I saw a stat from Scott Kazmaier that is one of the best NFL writers that is out there. When the Chiefs have had Patrick Mahomes healthy from start to finish in their playoff opener, this is what they've done. In that game against the Colts, you want to know why you don't remember that game? They beat the Colts 31-13. We don't really talk about those kind of games in playoff lore when you pummel a team the way that Kansas City pummeled Indianapolis. Houston, that divisional round game, they got down big. The only reason we talk about that game is the first half deficit because they won that game by 20. They played the Steelers in the postseason. They beat them 42-21. Do you remember anything from that Steelers home game? They played the Dolphins last year. The only reason we talk about that Dolphins game is because it was negative 19 degrees outside. There was nothing really memorable for the game to discuss. When Kansas City has been healthy and Patrick Mahomes has been healthy in these games against playoff teams, not Super Bowl caliber teams, but playoff teams, they dominate those teams. They dominated the Colts. They dominated the Texans. The Steelers back in 2021. They haven't won a playoff game since 2016. They are not a Super Bowl contending team. And last year's Dolphins team that we talked about a lot last season, that Dolphins team beat up on a lot of bad teams and showed that they couldn't really stand up to somebody in their own weight class. That is what I expect Kansas City to do this weekend with a fully healthy, fully well-rested, at-home Kansas City Chiefs team that played this team less than a month ago. I expect to see them go out there and continue what we saw the last month of the season. Keep this game boring. This game doesn't need to be eventful. This doesn't need to be a game that we ever talk about in Patrick Mahomes' career. The Chiefs are too good for this. Houston is too banged up, I think, for that to be the case. The only way that that happens is if an injury happens, and that's something that you can't control, or you play down to Houston's level and you open the door and allow them a possibility of being able to walk through and pull off the upset. Coming up on the other side, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through all four games in the playoffs, and we're going to give you a two-leg parlay for each of those games. I know people, Nick Wright, who thinks that this is the best weekend in the National Football League, so we want to get you ready for it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
So coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to Chiefs and Texans. But let me tell you that our weekly parlays are brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. A great place to catch some football this weekend. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to give you our thoughts on all four of the playoff games that we have this weekend. We're also going to give you a two-leg parlay for every game. So if you want to go on FanDuel, you want to play these, you want to go on DraftKings, wherever you place your bet, we want to try to help you put a little bit of cash in your pocket. Before you know it, the playoffs are going to be over. You're going to look up and it's going to be Valentine's Day and you're going to be wondering, what am I going to get my lady thing? Well, you know what, man? Let's take some of these playoff winnings and let's go ahead and take care of her gift now so you don't got to worry about it. Hit me with the music. The Chiefs are currently 8.5-point favorites in their game against the Houston Texans. The over-under is set at 41.5. I would probably stay away from the line just because the Chiefs do not have a great history and track record of covering. But in this game, I don't know if you can take a team in the points unless you're confident in them winning. And I'm not very confident in Houston winning this game. So I'm going to take the Chiefs minus 8.5, but I think that there's other value that's out there. So what I'm going to put for my leg of the parlay, this is actually one of my favorite bets this weekend in the entire NFL playoffs. I'm taking the over on DeAndre Hopkins. You can get it right now at 31.5. I'm going to take the over on D-Hop. He has played 10 games for the Chiefs. He would have hit over in 7 of those games. I think that the Chiefs have kind of been waiting for this moment for DeAndre Hopkins. Against his former team, fully rested, I think D-Hop has a decent day. Give me the over on DeAndre Hopkins. That's my leg for the parlay.
I'm going to stay in the same lane as you with my leg of the parlay. Carrington, I'm going to bet it because I believe in it, and it has been cashing every year. Playoff Travis Kelce is a thing. Vegas, based on their number, doesn't seem to believe in it, but the guy led the team in targets and snaps among offensive weapons. He is going to be on the field and going to be targeted a lot on Saturday, and he is on 2 weeks of rest. His number right now is 51.5. If you believe playoff Travis Kelce is a thing, that number is disrespectful to his career. I believe I was wrong last year. You know, fool me once. I didn't think playoff Travis Kelce was a thing. I'm not getting fooled twice. I will take Travis Kelce's over of 51.5.
If you play both of those things together, you can get it at plus 246 right now on the FanDuel app if that parlay you want to play. All right, let's move to the second game of the weekend. We have the Washington Commanders. They go on the road to take on the Lions. The Lions are 9.5-point favorites. I think you need to take the Lions minus the 9.5. In actuality, you probably split and go 1-1. If you take the Chiefs and the Lions, one of those road teams probably ends up making the game a little bit more competitive. I do think at some point we'll find a little bit more balance in this NFL playoffs. It has not had much of it so far. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. The over-under is at 55.5. I actually like the under in that one because I think the Lions defense is actually going to play pretty well. I think the Lions defense needed a little bit of a rest, needed a little bit of a break. I thought they played pretty well against Minnesota in their last game, and it's one thing to do that against Tampa Bay if you're Washington. You're now going to go on the road to Detroit that might have the best home field advantage of any team in these playoffs. I think the Lions do very well defensively against Washington. So for my leg of the parlay, I'm going to take the under on total points for the Commanders. Their over-under is at 22.5 by themselves. I'm going to take the under. I think the Lions are going to hold the Commanders under 21 points.
So, while you're the parlay, Carrington, David Montgomery is back. And
understandably so. We have been very focused on the Chiefs game and then secondarily the Ravens and Bills game. It's the AFC. It's Kansas City. I get how this works. But one of the storylines that I don't think we've talked about enough in the NFL playoffs this week is David Montgomery being back for the Lions. They have the best 1-2 rushing combination in football. Period. End of discussion. When both those guys are healthy, they are a big-time problem. What do they call themselves? Sonic and Knuckles? Elite nickname. David Montgomery is back. They usually feed the beast. He gets a lot of the short yardage touchdown runs. If you're a fantasy football player, you hate him because he's a touchdown vulture for Jahmyr Gibbs. He's back. I like him to get a touchdown for the Lions on Saturday night.
If you play that parlay, you can get that at plus 197. So a quick little triple up possibility if you want to play that parlay. Let's move to Sunday's action in the NFL playoffs. The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites against the Rams. You guys know I've been pissed. I love the Rams plus the 6.5, but that's not going to be part of my parlay. You know what? I am going to take Kyren Williams. He is plus 100 right now for an anytime touchdown. You're telling me one of the best touchdown machines this year in the National Football League. I don't got to pay any juice on if you think he's going to score or not. Yes, I will take that value. I think that's one of the better value bets of the entire weekend. Kyren Williams, no juice, plus 100 to score a touchdown. I'm throwing that in any parlay for him to score.
So, have you seen the weather this week in Philadelphia?
It's supposed to be nasty.
Nasty. I mentioned that blizzard between Colts and Chiefs earlier in the show. It has that sort of feel. Rain, snow, they expect accumulation on the field during the game. You know what that smells like to me? Ground and pound from the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has been, since returning from his concussion, a spotty passer at best. Our boss, Steven Spector, thinks Jalen Hurts stinks. I wouldn't go that far, but he is more runner right now than he is passer, and the weather definitely favors running the football. His passing yards over under right now is 204.5. If the weather is nasty and you have Saquon Barkley in the backfield and you can dominate the line of scrimmage, why would you throw in that weather? A.J. Brown, bring your book, because I'm taking the under for Jalen Hurts passing yards at 204.
If you play that together as a parlay, you can get that at plus 287. I also like the Rams to cover. I actually am taking the Rams on the money line. I think the Rams are going to go into Philadelphia and pull off the upset this weekend. All right, the last game of the weekend. It is the Ravens. It is the Bills. This is going to be the most watched game in the NFL up to this point. It's going to do better than the games on Thanksgiving. You are going to see, I think, an AFC championship light kind of number from these two teams. The Ravens are -1.5. I would take the Bills on the money line. It's plus 100, no juice. They're the home team. I would take the Bills on the money line to win this game. But I do think that the best value in this is if you think Baltimore is going to win, or you think Baltimore is going to be committed to running the football, and you think it's going to be points because Vegas thinks it's going to be points at 51.5 over under, then the smart play is a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown at plus 180. You know that they're going to try to emphasize the big dogs. Henry's going to be involved in the game plan. Lamar Jackson's going to be involved in the game plan. No Zay Flowers, so I'm not really sure how involved the passing game is going to be. And Lamar Jackson had 16 rush attempts last year. I think one of those could potentially go in the end zone. Give me Lamar Jackson plus 180 to score a touchdown this weekend.
You hinted at my leg of the parlay right there at the beginning. If you believe the Bills can win this game, screw the points, take them on the money line. We've been talking for 5 days. Can Lamar beat the allegations about being bad in the playoffs? He can do it against the Tennessee Titans during a COVID year. He can do it against the hapless Steelers. He can do it against a rookie quarterback last year in CJ Stroud. He has not won a game like this. He's lost in Buffalo before in the postseason. He's lost to Kansas City in the postseason. He lost to Derrick Henry in the postseason. This is the type of game Lamar loses. I'm getting Josh Allen at home in one of the more raucous environments in the National Football League. If Arrowhead is 1-1 and we say Lambeau is 2 as far as raucous environments, Highmark Stadium in Buffalo is probably top 5. Those people are lunatics. So don't waste your time on the points. You don't need them. Take the Bills on the money line. That's my leg of the parlay.
If you play that parlay together, it is plus 485. So that is our biggest parlay for the weekend. Hopefully you guys catched it. Just trying to help you guys win a little bit of money. We'll get back to the playoffs coming up in just a bit. But I just saw this come across my timeline.
They're making another O.J. Simpson documentary on Netflix. Bro, we don't need no more documentaries about O.J. Simpson. I'm sorry. We don't need it. We already have the O.J. documentary. They did a 10-hour one on ESPN. Everybody did it. Everybody signed up for it. We don't need any more O.J. Simpson documentaries. I'm sorry. There's some things that we have the definitive body of work. You don't need to do a Chicago Bulls documentary. There's no story you can tell us that we haven't already heard. We've heard them all. Leave it alone. O.J. Simpson, it's over. We have the O.J. Simpson documentary. If you want to spend your effort trying to do it, do the same thing for Michael Jordan, for Tiger Woods. That's the energy that you need to have. We need the definitive Tiger Woods documentary. Get Tiger in it. Get Phil in it. Get Fuzzy Zeller. Get everybody in Tiger Woods' life to sign up to do The Last Dance. That's the only documentary you guys need to be working on over on Netflix. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's continue to get you ready for the divisional round of the playoffs. You're listening on 96.5 The Fan, also streaming the show on YouTube.